One, the definition of fuel is revised to remove references to the internal combustion engine. The purpose for this change is to allow for the taxation of fuel used in a steam-powered vehicle. A steam vehicle does not use fuel in an internal combustion engine. The fuel is burned outside the engine to heat the propellant liquid to create the steam which powers the vehicle. Under existing statutes, we have no authority to tax the fuel used by steam vehicles. This is not that we anticipate any great shift to steam vehicles, but we do believe that all road users should share in the paying of the roads, including steam vehicles. Therefore, Section 2 of this bill establishes a gallonage equivalencies for compressed natural gas for tax purposes. While this is new language in the statute, it is not a new concept. The fuel tax branch, in fact, of the Motor Vehicles Division of the Department has been taxing compressed natural gas in this manner in its administrative rules. The department does not anticipate that either of these changes.
What kind of tax is that by rule?
It's a tax on compressed natural gas, which establishes an equivalency between compressed natural gas and
gasoline. Okay, now is there a current reason for that that ratio figure being used? Do you already have a tax of some sort?
Yes, it's 100 cubic feet of compressed natural gas measured at 14.73 pounds per square inch of pressure at 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It's taxable at the same rate as a gallon of fuel.
Okay, that's in the bill.
Yeah,
I understand that. But
right.
How was that derived? Did you already use that figure?
Yes, we've already been using that figure by administrative rule, and that's because it's the equivalency in BTUs.
Mm-hmm. And use that figure for what purpose? By rule?
For the purpose of taxing compressed natural gas.
Okay, just period. What do you tax it for?
For use of the roads.
Highway use.
For highway use tax.
Telephone
yes.
Companies experimenting with some vehicles. And
so you're already taxing them?
Yes. We are internal combustion engines.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We're not taxing external combustion engines by eliminating the language of...
And the way the telephone company is using it, their internal combustion?
Yes.
Okay, so you're already taxing them?
Yes.
Okay, and who is using the steam? Do you know of cases?
Senator Powell, I don't really know of anyone personally, but again, we don't think it's a revenue problem at this point. It's just, I'd say, a house cleaning measure.
Yeah. Okay, so we're already taxing some of them. Senator Jernstead?
I'm interested in your phrasing here of compressed natural gas. Isn't some of that gas that's sold not necessarily natural gas? Isn't it manufactured gas?
That's right.
And then those people would slide out from under your definition.
Methane.
You got to get together with the Department of Environmental Quality and talk to Mr. Householder, because we went through that the other day in another hearing on various types of fuels, because there's more than just compressed natural gas. You
right.
have a LPN and
right.
a series of others. Pardon me, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
But we had a hearing. I think the chairman was there too.
Yeah.
Liquefied.
Okay,
yes.
I do think that should look at that definition.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Senator Jernstead, Senator Day will do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
The reason is that there's a whole series of these different types of fuels,
right.
and they have different designations. That's what Senator Jernstead was trying to say. I think it'd be better off for you to go forward.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, how is gasohol taxed currently? If you add a gallon of gasohol to your tank, you pay?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. It's under the use fuel tax law.
One of the main things the committee has to look at is even if we wanted to promote the use of an alternative fuel. It would be high, and with the assumption that it was going to grow in use somewhat rapidly, we probably would not exempt the highway tax. So with, does anybody have any different thinking on that? It just seems to me that it's a user tax, and one that, regardless of how you're propelling that weight down the road, you should be paying your fair share. And as a consequence, the definition and the preparation of a definition should be somewhat comprehensive in nature, so that that we're not doing this all the time to pick up somebody new.
I agree, Mr. Chairman. Our testimony, as you well know, is over the years has been we don't really care what propels the vehicle, whether it's propelled in water, you know. That's, the point is really we want a compensation for use of the road.
Well, I believe you're getting closer, maybe a propellant of that nature.
I've heard some and read some articles to that effect that Senator Day, I sure certainly hope that there's real promise.
I hope they find it pretty fast. I hope it's cheaper than the
faster. Well, we'd find a way to make water expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're right. Now, if you can just get the surface made out of water, that's what I'm interested in. I think that'd be the more of a savings. Okay. So we will leave you to that work. Senator Hammond.
What about electric vehicles? Anybody doing anything about that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hammond, we do charge electric vehicles a higher registration fee, $50 instead of the $20, in consideration for the fact that they don't pay any use fuel or gasoline fuel tax. So, and that figures out, don't hold me to this, but something like if they drive 6 or 7,000 miles a year, and if they were getting 30 miles per gallon, some kind of an equivalency like that is what it takes. And that's probably not too bad for an electric vehicle, because they're small and they're just driving around cities.
While we're banning the use of strip electric heating in homes, we're promoting the use of electrical cars.
Right.
Yes.
We better give them a tax incentive, don't you think? 2 years from things are so comprehensive in government. I once heard a speaker who asked the audience, if I could promise you that within 1 year we could convert all cars in this country to electricity, you think we would be making major headway on the energy problem? Every hand goes up. And he spent the rest of 45 minutes making us all feel like fools. In explaining how much fossil fuel and the breakdown, you only get about 10% productivity out of those cars and on electricity. And I did the same thing with an audience on the property tax. I said, if we could cut the property tax rate in half, how many of you think that would solve this crisis? Everybody raised their hand. And I spent the next 45 minutes having fun with them. But we could do that on many of those issues.
Oh,
okay.
If you hook them to a window.
Yeah. Any other questions on this bill? Anybody else want to testify at this time? Okay.
Thank you.
We're adjourned. Let's see. What is tomorrow? Tuesday?
I know, Ron.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Okay, we meet Tuesday. We do not meet Wednesday.
We don't?
No, there's that growth conference that several weeks ago there was a note going around asking us not to schedule meetings. So there'll be no meeting on Wednesday afternoon.
We're going to be
Tuesday and Thursday.
I'll be here. The human resources, two of them will be here, but I'll be here.
I won't be here tomorrow.
You two will be gone. Will you be here, LB?
Yes.
I'll be here. Excuse me.
I'll be a legislative John. In Portland tomorrow. I won't be here.
Okay. Ken, will you be here?
Yep.
One, two, three.
You failed to excuse me. Tell me. I asked you. You said no.
Okay. Okay, so there'll be four of us here. And what's our, I can't remember. Pardon?
Well, you owe us one.
I know. I don't ask you to lie a lot.
You owe us one more.
Okay.
Let me find out what we've got up tomorrow. For sure.
One bill according to the agenda.
Oh. Which?
135. State property tax. State property.
That's the only thing that's up tomorrow.
Oh. Okay. LB.
Uh-oh.
Well, he'll be here. That's the deal that probably the Salem area.
LB, tomorrow I put that state lease property bill up.
But there'll be four of us here, and we'll have a quorum, and we'll go at it.
Okay.
And we'll tell the rest of you how to vote when you get back. We're adjourned.